welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
Now, one of the important subjects in the Bible has to do with humility or submission. And that's what we are talking about in other words. Every Christian is called of God to go down in order to go up. Submission is not exclusive to any particular group of people. Submission is meant for all. And clearly from this passage, the purpose of submission is that the truth or the purpose and the will of God will be done. So you need to submit so that the will of God and the purpose of God will be accomplished. Ushers must submit to the chief usher. Singers must submit to their music director. Churches must submit to their pastors. So that the truth of the gospel might continue with us. Submission is not about a man or a woman. Submission is not about the pursuit of a feel-good feeling. Submission is not to make a person feel good. Anytime you submit to a man, the man must also submit to the Lord. Because submission is about God. But when you look into the body of Christ, sometimes you see a lot of stubbornness, hard-heartedness, pride, wrong behavior, terrible behavior, rotten behavior, which upset the cause of Christ and the work of God. So I'm sharing this series just for our relationship with each other. Because we don't only serve God or fellowship with God, we are supposed to fellowship with one another. But when in my heart I have a wall against you, the Bible says, I am lying against the truth. When I say I love God, but I don't love my fellow brother that I see. So I'm calling on all Christians And reminding you that we don't only relate with God, we relate with one another. And submitting to one another is a very beautiful way of relating with one another. This Friday, there was a prayer meeting. There were people who had been slated to lead. But I came with a certain desire in my heart. So I told Pastor Paul about it. I said, I would like to lead a section of the prayer today. These things happen to pastors and leaders. So he had to re-engineer the leadership of the service. So as we started talking, I concluded by saying, I'm going to submit to wherever you place me. That is how the church is supposed to relate. Are you here with me this morning? We need to do this so that the truth of the gospel might continue. But there are times you must not submit because it will not lead to the will of God. Such was the case in the passage we just read. Christ has set the people of God free as he has done us. But a group of people has sneaked into the church, and their purpose was to bring the people back into bondage. Drawing the people away from grace back to the law. And Paul said that to such people, we did not yield submission for even 1 hour. And he stated the reason why he didn't do that. He said that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. May the truth of God's word continue with us as a church.
Amen.
I said, may the truth of God's word continue with us as a church. So clearly from this passage, you must stand against certain things when they show up.
And you see, Yeshua said, "There's a new member who has done well there. What say you, sorry, Tia?"
But beyond that, talking about true or good submission, I want us to know that there are setbacks even to good submission.
Nampo yaka hubrasia eya. Ya wanu member who has a kutia sa hubrasia.
The first setback I want to draw your attention to is deception by Satan. Deception by Satan. Satan knows that he stands defeated only because of the submission of the saints.
Now, Satan himself said, "Onyame krofo brewo mo ase de so no na se a ene na ono de okokra nemo sa ya me ye ho ase amfa nso ono obunsam ase a yenkunim de ne na kuta ye."
If we don't submit to God, we cannot defeat the devil. So Satan tricks Christians by making them feel good, not submitting as the word of God demands. And then we can go back shouting the name of Jesus against him. But it's not going to work. Bible says it's not going to work.
Bible says we have that.
And because he is aware of this, he deceives Christians into thinking it's all right to be insubordinate.
Or that the Christopher my young say a bear pastor.
Look at James chapter 4 verse 7. Wives, don't fight your husbands at home. Husbands, don't fight your wives at home. Those things will open the door to the devil and he will win the battle against
you. Sir, we are sir, and you know we're being quite a mobile. Some sort of mrawu fear no basua or bedding kunimu.
This is why when you even get angry.
When sin and self ubufua.
The Bible says that be angry and sin not.
Bible says ma ubufu ne mama nya bone.
And it says don't let the sun go down on your anger.
Or sin ma we and to ubufu so.
In other words, when there are issues which are bad, don't let them drag. Because God will give you a season of grace for a while. But if you let it drag beyond a certain point, then Satan begins to take advantage of you.
And then you say, "Man, more young to a buffo, so say buffo ne ba." When your mama wa dum kakra wudi besom, ne mo wu chimwa dudua. Now for one we are quite so abun samomre mu no meye de sasoye.
Therefore, submit to God, James says. Resist the devil and he will flee. Why will Satan flee? Because the power that comes over the saint who is submitted to God is not a normal power. See, when you resist people, they may just turn away from you. But when you are submitted to God and you resist the devil, he does not simply turn away. The Bible says he runs. The Bible says he runs. I see Satan running away from your face. So this is why he deceives Christians into insubordination. In your workplace, I encourage you, don't fight the leaders in the workplace. It is not a good thing. It is not a good thing. Reason with leaders. Submit to them whatever ideas you have. With the spirit of humility. But never ever fight a leader. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second setback to submission is association with insubordinate people. When you associate with people who are not humble, who do not know how to submit, you are going to have a problem on your hands. You will learn from their ways. Yesterday I went to visit my daughter at Archbishop Porter's. And when we got there, we needed chairs to sit. So we're organizing for chairs. Collecting chairs and bringing it together. There was a smaller boy, maybe around 4 years. The chairs that we had started gathering, he decided that he wanted one of those chairs. So when he came, he booted my daughter. He booted her. I didn't see all this. So could you warn him? And he booted him as well. This is what I saw. I saw him taking one of the chairs. And I said, "Hey, put the chair down." He looked at me and he put it down. And then he went away. And so as we sat down and were chatting, Kukwa said to me, "This boy is a bad boy." I said, "That's how children are. There is rebellion and foolishness in a child." What he said to me at that point negated my statement. She said, "But I am not like that."
That,
and I could not have done this. So it brings to my point that when you associate in a certain way with certain people, you learn a very bad behavior. Let's read the passage in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 20 something. Many of the things we do, they are learned behaviors. So learn not to associate with people, for example, who are given to anger. Giving to gossip. Giving to stealing. Giving to telling lies. Stand against those things. And then determine who can come closer to your life. Because birds of the same feather tend to flock together. This is why naturally people say, show me your friend and I will tell you your character. Proverbs 22 verse 24. It says, make no friendship with an angry man. And with a furious man do not go. Lest you learn his ways. And set a trap for your soul.
Now, what day?
A trap.
Trap.
There are people today who have set traps for themselves. They have dug a hole and they have found themselves in the hole they dug. So you need to be careful the people you allow into your circle. The Bible says clearly, make no friendship with an angry man. And I want to apply the scripture for the purpose of our sermon. And I
will
say that make no friendship with an insubordinate person. Because you will learn the person's way of doing things. And you will end up setting a trap for your soul. Are you here with me? So don't expose your life to rebellion. It will create difficulties for your life. But when you fall into the trap, you may come out, but after a while. And I don't think you want to waste your time in a trap. The trap will help you. So talk to people who are not submissive. Talk to people who are proud. If they listen, you have warned them. If they don't, you must turn away from them and make no friendship with them. The third setback to submission is the lack of authority figures in a person's life. Everybody needs an authority figure in his life. Yes. I said yes.
They say yes, honey.
Even those who you think are great, if they know what it means really to be great, you will identify in their lives somebody they listen to. Yesterday I was going up and down in my hall and I heard Bishop Oyedepo. He was preaching. He said something interesting. This is a man who has about 51,000 people in his church. And as he was preaching, he said this. He said, I spoke to my mentor. A mentor is somebody who can instruct you, don't do this. So greatness does not excuse anybody from submission. And so, when you look at people who believe they are great and they have no regard for anyone because they feel that nobody can talk to them, you are not seeing a good picture of what it means to be a truly great person.
So,
This is why I believe that a pastor must let people know who he recognized as a spiritual father himself. It's important that what you require from the people, you let them know it's a demand you are meeting yourself. So when this man of God spoke about his mentor, it struck me and I said to myself, such a person can easily be listened to, because those who have authority must also be submitted to an authority. But there are people who have grown without parental control in their lives. They had no parent to tell them stop. They had no one to tell them what you have done is wrong, and then this is the punishment for it. Sometimes they have parents, but the parents and their style of parenting is such that it's like the child has no parents. Are you with me? Are you with me? So it is important that parents exercise parental leadership and control in the family. That is not to sound like a drill sergeant on a parade shouting at commands here and there. That's not the idea.
I know Chasa Ube soldier kit will fear and hey, I command you stand at this attention. Now would it fear your son a year back?
One of the things we have discovered is that people who have not had authority figures in their lives, just because they were always allowed to do what they wanted, find it difficult when they grow up to submit to others. They are used to independence to the point that they grow up, even as Christians, always independent. Nobody influences them. But spiritually, if nobody influences you, you will not be able to influence others as well.
It
will be a setback to you. The fourth setback I want to talk about is in Luke chapter 7 and verse number 8.
Luke 7
and verse number
8.
And this is the setback.
Now, when you are there,
inability to value submission and what its advantages are. When you are submissive, it will bring certain results into your life. But if you are not able to value submission and look at the blessing of submission, you are likely to be insubordinate.
Luke 7 verse 8.
For I also am a man placed under authority. I am a man placed under authority. The King James Version said, I am a man of authority. New King James says, for I am a man placed under authority.
New King James say, me your obia, me say to me, I say,
having soldiers under me.
Me wa aslaf wa, me shawa musu.
And I say to one,
na me katuya ba ako say,
go.
Kwa.
And he goes.
Obeko.
All of us must learn to go when we are told to go.
Yen yina wa say, yes, 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 yes,
and to another,
obiam.
And he comes.
Me shani sabra, obeba.
And to my servant, do this, and he does it. This man of authority was also under authority. I said this man of authority was also under authority. Because he knew that the soldiers under him were covered by him. But who was covering him? If he created a covering of protection and provision over the soldiers under him, who was protecting and preserving him? So when you are starting something in life, you need to go and submit what you are doing unto greater people. See, all this that I'm talking about man to man.
Thank you all for listening. And if you don't know Christ Jesus as Lord and personal Savior, I want you to pray this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Come and stay in my heart and make me a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. If you're a teacher of the Word of God, I pray that your teaching ministry will go higher and higher. In Jesus' name. Thank you once again, and God bless you.
You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the Pastor's Portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at earth.
This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministry. Iron sharpens iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-267-6055 +233-267-6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com